What if the next big leap in artificial intelligence could actually save you money? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's latest release that's making waves in the tech world. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just launched GPT-4.1, a new and improved artificial intelligence model that promises to be cheaper and more powerful than its predecessors. According to OpenAI, this model offers better reasoning and is a cut above its rivals, setting a new benchmark in the AI industry. This release also includes the smaller, more affordable versions, GPT-4.1 Mini and GPT-4.1 Nano, touted as the company's smallest, fastest, and cheapest offerings yet. These new models are available exclusively through OpenAI's application programming interface, marking a strategic move to cater primarily to developers. In a landscape where AI companies are racing to create models capable of handling complex programming tasks, GPT-4.1 stands out as a potential game changer. Sarah Friar, OpenAI's chief financial officer, described it as an agentic software engineer, suggesting it could potentially replace human coders in the future. OpenAI has integrated extensive feedback from developers into GPT-4.1, which reportedly excels at front-end coding by making fewer extraneous edits and adhering more reliably to response structures. It's a competitive edge that OpenAI hopes will set it apart from rivals. The model scored 55% on the SWE bench test, a significant improvement from the 33% score of its predecessor, GPT-4o. However, it still trails behind Google's Gemini Pro 2.5 and Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet models. One of the standout features of GPT-4.1 is its improved context window, capable of handling up to 1 million tokens of context. This is roughly equivalent to processing all of Shakespeare's plays and poems in one go. With this capacity, it rivals Google's Gemini and surpasses Anthropic's models, offering a substantial advantage in processing large data sets. Another exciting development is GPT-4.1's ability to understand video content. It achieves a 72% accuracy rate on long videos without subtitles, which OpenAI claims is the best in class. Additionally, the new models are 26% cheaper than the previous generation, marking a significant cost reduction that could make advanced AI more accessible to a wider range of users. OpenAI's release strategy, however, has not been without its quirks. The confusing nomenclature of its models, with GPT-4.1 following GPT-4.5 and GPT-4o, has caught some attention. Even CEO Sam Altman acknowledged the confusion and promised improvements in naming conventions. Despite this, OpenAI is pushing forward, planning to retire GPT-4.5 in favor of the new GPT-4.1 by mid-July. As OpenAI continues to innovate in the AI space, it faces growing competition from abroad, particularly from China's more cost-effective models. Additionally, there's buzz about OpenAI embarking on a new venture to create its version of X, a next-generation app that might integrate with ChatGPT or stand alone as a new product. This ambitious project highlights OpenAI's commitment to staying at the forefront of AI development. OpenAI has just added another feather to its cap by partnering with The Washington Post, allowing ChatGPT to display, summarize, and quote content from the renowned newspaper. This deal means that when users pose questions to ChatGPT, they can expect to see summaries, quotes, and even direct links to the Post's articles, providing a richer context and deeper exploration of topics. It is all part of OpenAI's strategy to enhance the AI's capabilities with high-quality content, and it comes with clear attribution to the original source, ensuring transparency and accuracy. This partnership is just one in a series of media deals OpenAI has been forging. In fact, they've partnered with over 20 news publishers, which collectively include more than 160 outlets. This isn't just a random collection of media. We're talking about powerhouse names like Hearst, Condé Nast, and Time. Each partnership is a step towards OpenAI's goal of integrating more diverse and reliable information into its AI models. Now, if you're wondering why the Washington Post would jump on board, it's worth noting that the newspaper has been embracing AI technologies over the past year. They've launched AI-driven tools like Ask the Post AI and Climate Answers, which show their commitment to leveraging AI for better user engagement and content delivery. So, this partnership with OpenAI feels like a natural progression in their digital strategy. But not everyone in the media world is thrilled about AI's growing influence. While OpenAI is expanding its partnerships, some news organizations are pushing back. For instance, The New York Times and others have taken legal action against OpenAI, alleging copyright infringement. It's a complex landscape where the balance between innovation and intellectual property rights is still being figured out. Despite these challenges, OpenAI's collaboration with The Washington Post is a significant move. It's not just about adding another media partner. It's about setting a precedent for how AI and traditional media can work together. The integration of credible news sources into AI platforms like ChatGPT could redefine how we access and interact with information in the digital age. OpenAI's latest and greatest models are here, but they bring along a bit of a surprise twist. Despite being the most powerful yet, the O3 and O4 mini models are hallucinating more than their predecessors. Yeah, you heard that right. These models are making up information at twice the rate of earlier versions. It's like having a super smart friend who occasionally insists that unicorns are real. Now, you might be wondering why this matters. Well, hallucinations in AI refer to those moments when a model fabricates facts, studies, or even web links. And while these models are impressive in many ways, when they start creating imaginary data, it can really undermine their usefulness. Imagine relying on a GPS that sometimes invents roads that do not exist. That's the kind of challenge we're talking about here. According to OpenAI's latest system card, the O4 mini model hallucinates in 48% of responses on their internal tests, which is 3 times the rate of the O1 model. Even the O3 model, while more accurate than its smaller sibling, hallucinates in about 33% of its responses. It's a bit like watching a magician who's great at tricks, but occasionally pulls a rabbit out of a hat that isn't there. So, why are these models hallucinating more? OpenAI suggests that the design choices, such as outcome-based reinforcement learning and skipping chains of thought from previous turns, might be to blame. It's a complex puzzle, and fixing it requires more than just a software patch. It's about understanding the very nature of how these AI reasoning models operate. What's more, independent research from Transluce has shown that these models sometimes claim to perform tasks they cannot, like running Python code, and even double down when questioned about it. It's a bit like that friend who insists they've met a celebrity, and when you express doubt, they embellish the story even more. Despite these challenges, OpenAI's O-series models are still among the most robust against security breaches, scoring up to 100% in robustness tests. But the hallucination issue raises important questions about the impacts of reduced safety testing timelines. It's a reminder of the importance of fact-checking and user vigilance when working with AI models, even the most advanced ones. So, what's the takeaway here? While OpenAI's latest models are pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, they also highlight the ongoing challenges in ensuring accuracy and reliability. It's a fascinating time in AI development, filled with both incredible potential and the need for careful oversight. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. As we've seen, even the most advanced AI models like O3 and O4 Mini are not without their quirks, reminding us of the balance between innovation and reliability. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.